apparently we should now be age proud. My next guest, Cyril Campbell, where are you on this? A lifestyle image and life change consultant. Have you ever lied about your age?
I used to, but no longer.
What did you used to do? Lie younger?
Lie younger. So when I was doing loads and loads of TV and I was in my 30s and reaching my 40s, I stayed for a very long time at 37.
Oh, why was 37?
Because it was, seemed to be under 40 at that point. Now that I'm 64, I'm going to separate this. So in my business, all my rest of my life, my social media, I am 64. That is my real age. And everything I do for my social media, my clients, and I go into schools as well, is talk about being real. And the hashtag VH Proud came up yesterday, which I never hashtagged before. It has always been body positive and be confident and no filters. And everything I've done, whether it's fitness, beauty, fashion, whatever, it's about being true to yourself and not showing yourself to be another version of yourself. However, I've realized as I've got older that it's much more beneficial to say your real age. And indeed, people go, oh, you do look quite good of your age.
I can confirm that for you.
Thank you very much. And I want to inspire and help women of all ages, which is why I also go into schools to teach about social media and body image. But for my older lady clients for all ages, let's call it 40 plus, 50 plus, 60 plus and onwards, I want to inspire them to show them they can be the best they can be, whether it's fitness, health, diet, nutrition, just be the best versions of themselves. So hence, all my Instagram and my social media is all about being real.
I have to say, a lot of the messages we got in were from guys who'd lied. You know, Robin Exeter, good morning, says, once I lied about my age, I told my wife that I was 43 when I was really 44. I don't know why, but it seemed a big difference at the time. In my defence, she's 18 years younger than I. And another one, I lied about my age to my now wife. I told her I was 5 years younger than I actually was. I didn't tell her when we got engaged, nor did I tell her before our wedding day. She found out only when we signed the marriage certificate. So it's not just women, is it?
Ah, well, this is the other side of the thing, the coin, let's call it. So in dating life, and I'm currently single, I have discovered that you cannot say your age because on the whole, I'm going to generalise here, men are terribly ageist. And if you say you're 64, suddenly they're going to think, because most women lie on dating sites and apps. And therefore, if you say you're really 64, they'll think you're 70. So yes, you do lie, fib, on dating sites, and the men certainly lie as well. They don't just lie about their age, they also lie about their height.
Ah, height. These digits are important. So hang on, are you lying online?
No, I say nothing.
Oh, you say nothing, okay.
Yes.
So that's safe.
I'd rather someone met me. However, there is so much now out there on my social media that is in my real age. Someone takes me as I am. They have to accept me as I am.
When you used to lie,
yes,
and you were perpetually 37 for some time, was that you saying that to producers or people who were booking you, or how did you actually lie?
I think people didn't actually ask your age, but I think there was an assumption. There was one station, I better not say, it wasn't the BBC. However, when I went back to do something for them, the answer came back, our audience is actually women under 40, whereas, let's call it a daytime show, the audience isn't under 40. It's much more general. And they said, no, you're too old for our demographic. And I was in my 40s then.
Wow. Okay, so it was actually, In this respect, it was a commercial decision in some ways, so you could keep working.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a funny old thing. I lied the other way for quite a long time. When I was starting in journalism and I was in my 20s, also because I do a lot of calls, obviously you ring people. This is when I was in print journalism. And I remember I talked to some guy for 2 years. And he was a great source. He would tell me lots of things. But also at the time, he was going through something quite hard. His wife had cancer and we got quite friendly. And then when he met me in person, he thought, Emma, I thought you were about 45. And at the time, I was 23, but I had a deep voice, always have.
You talked with gravitas.
And he had, you know, trusted me with both personal and work stuff. But it was an interesting thing because I just never used to say either way, you know. But I think you can lie up for some time and then you start lying down, or you just freeze, as you did on a certain age.
When we're much younger, we all want to be older. But you shouldn't ever wish your life away.
The age pride thing, or age proud, that this trend forecaster then has come up with, who I note is 60 herself and now saying proudly she's 60, is an interesting moment. I remember one of the greatest sort of two moments of shame with older women in my life. One was American and I asked her how she votes, and that was not okay. And I was about 18 when I did that, and she looked at me like literally like crawl back under that rock from whence you came. And the other time was when I asked at one of my grandmother's friends how old she was. And, you know, you didn't do that. You
What do they say? Men say you should never ask a lady.
Yes, and that quote is sort of burned in my mind, and I got quite scared of older women from that point.
But I sort of agree you should not be defined by your age. And I do, the caller or the person who texted earlier, I do believe you are not defined by your age. You don't want to look like mutton dressed as lamb. However, I think you should age with a bit of defiance and be a bit of a rebel, but you don't want to look stupid. So if it suits you, the pink hair and everything else, which is your persona, why not do that? But you don't want someone from behind think you're 18 and then you see the face and they look, you know, they look at you with shock because you've dressed inappropriately to how they imagined you were looking from behind.
If someone asked you your age now who you didn't know that, yes, would you be okay with it?
Most people generally don't, because they think I'm younger, not because I've had facial tweaks or anything. I haven't. It's just I'm lucky to have genes, but I would...
But I meant, is it something you would be offended by?
No, I wouldn't be offended. But most people tend to not actually ask your age. I'd purely put my age out there on social media because it seems to be from the women particularly, and I wanted the women to be inspired. I didn't really mind about the men looking. That was not about where I was at. But the moment I put something that has inspired women, I've had a flood of women commenting that you are inspiring us, particularly women in your 50s, that we want to look like you when you're in our 60s.
It's interesting as well. I mean, also looking at how, so I recently became a mother, and my mother and my mother-in-law look so much younger than grandmas used to look. Actually, that's changed in
very
and of
much.
Itself, and grandfathers as well. But I was very struck. I mean, I did my grandma, both of them actually died when they were pretty young. But, you know, it's interesting how much that has changed in one or two generations, that you don't have a look anymore when you get to a certain age.
It's like the mothers and daughters will all go shopping in the same places. We might buy the same pair of jeans or trousers or top, but we will wear them in a different way that is appropriate to our age. But our lifestyles are much more similar. My daughter's in her 30s, and we do cross over a lot in what we do, whether it's how we dress, which is awkward if we both turn up in the same thing. So that's very important that we don't.
Just to go back to what you were saying about ageism and dating and guys, what have you found from your older female clients with regards to them wanting younger men or older men? I mean, do they want men of their own age or do they want younger men?
So the men who are, let's call it, should be age appropriate in their late 50s, 60s, maybe 70s, are predominantly, this is going to be in such a sweeping statement, they have actually let themselves go, and they don't, and the ones, let's call it the ones who have money, let's call it a significant amount of money, actually will go and date girls who are in their 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, definitely the younger end, because they can.
Even if they've let themselves go, as you put
yes,
it.
Because they've got the money. The ones who are, let's just call them, living comfortably, are not very exciting because they're a lot of them, their mindset is set at their age they actually are, whereas the women of our age are actually much younger minds, in a much younger mindset in how we look after ourselves, in what we do, and maybe our lives are more youthful in the way we carry on.
So men haven't continued to make an effort in some of the same way.
I think they feel they don't. I tell you why, because when I have clients and I deal with people, I ask my clients how you see yourself, how do you think others see you, and how do the two match? No, they never do. So when a woman looks in the mirror, my end result is I want the woman to love what she sees in the mirror, because we all look in the mirror and we self-judge, we self-critique, and we go, we don't like this, we don't like our legs, we don't like our thighs, our tummies, there's that. All women do that. We're very super critical. A man looks in the mirror, and this is definitely true because it's of all my men clients I've ever had. They've looked in the mirror and they've gone, yeah, is my tie straight? Is my shirt collar okay? Yeah, my hair might be long, but I look okay. I'm going out. They don't judge themselves in the same way.
Well, they may disagree, many of our male listeners. Let's hear what they have to say. Cyril Campbell, thank you very much. A lifestyle image and life change consultant who's telling the truth about her age, as you should too. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure.